Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I mean, you look at the talent you guys have coming back. So you guys are both top 100 NFL prospects. You've got three preseason kind of All-American candidates along the offensive line. And you've supposedly got the number one pick in the draft at quarterback. And then Dye on the other side is supposed to be a first-round pick. So is there a little, like, you're not saying you guys are looking ahead or anything, but is there a little, kind of a little pride factor there, a little competitiveness, knowing that there is a S ton of talent that is going into the draft next year?
I think there's a sense of pride just knowing how far we've came. I think especially since most of us guys were on that 4-8 team in 2016 and how, bad we were at that point, or just had a lot of room to grow. And now that we're at the point to, where we can say that, we're top prospects or whatever you want to say, I think there's a big sense of pride in that accomplishment.
That's Jake Hansen, also tight end Jacob Breland in here, or Jake Breland in here with us on the Home of the Ducks, 1080 The Fan. Are we going to be with these guys for a few minutes here, and we'll talk a lot about what they expect the upcoming season. But what you just touched on is interesting to me. Like, you've played on teams that didn't win a lot of games. Last year, you won plenty of games, good winning football team, won the bowl game, and now people expect even more. Can you describe some of the differences? It's not just all about talent, but what are some of the differences between a losing team and maybe the culture and the feel of that versus a winning team and the culture and the feel of that?
I'd say the biggest influence is the culture. I remember the 2016 season. That was right after all of our seniors had left. Basically, we had really strong leadership the 2015 season, and then all those guys left, and guys needed to step up, and we didn't have that aspect of senior leadership in the locker room. And I think when we had so many young guys starting, we weren't in the position to be those leaders at that point, just because of our level of play and our experience and our youth, and just did not have that senior leadership, and it really showed.
So second full year now underneath this system, just, and you guys being seniors, how comfortable are you? Because it's anytime you go from one coach to another, and you guys went through three, basically in 2 years, just kind of an overall comfort level for you guys now versus when maybe some of that turmoil first started happening.
No, yeah, I'm super comfortable now than definitely as Coach Arroyo staying the same playbook for offense. It's been real nice not having to learn a whole new playlist. I mean, yeah. So comfortable for me. I know it like super easy. It's like, I don't know. It's just so easy to me. Like, it's easy to coach the young guys at it now too, because I know like every position and the run game, the pass game, a lot. Like, I say the tight ends has the second hardest job on the offense, because we got to know the run game and the pass game. And then obviously Justin has to know everything, so he's the first.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.